Mr. Stick by David Walliams. Read by David Walliams and Matt Lucas. Chapter 1. Scratch and Sniff. Mr. Stink stank. He also stunk. And if it is correct English to say he stinked, then he stinked as well. He was the stinkiest stinky stinker who ever lived. A stink is the worst type of smell. A stink is worse than a stench, and a stench is worse than a pong, and a pong is worse than a whiff, and a whiff can be enough to make your nose wrinkle. It wasn't Mr. Stink's fault that he stank. He was a tramp, after all. He didn't have a home, and so he never had the opportunity to have a proper wash like you and me. After a while, the smell just got worse and worse. Mr. Stink was quite a snappy dresser in his bow tie and tweed jacket, but don't be fooled. He smelt really bad. This could be a scratch and sniff book, but the smell would be so bad, he would have to put it in the bin, and then bury the bin very deep underground. He had a little black dog, the Duchess. The Duchess wasn't any particular breed of dog, she was just a dog. She smelled too, but not as bad as Mr. Stink. Nothing in the world really smelt as bad as him, except his beard. His beard was full of old bits of egg and sausage and cheese.